This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, our INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight with Emmanuel Sequeira is with Grady Sterling-Ponick with the Princeton Posse. While in Princeton, he also had an opportunity to talk with former NHL and national team coach Dave King, who was watching his grandson play. Also on the podcast, 100 Mile House Wrangler head coach and general manager Levi Stewart and Creston Valley Thundercats broadcaster Eric Blow. Heading into week four, the five best KIJHL records belong to the Princeton Posse at 5-0-1, the Nelson Leafs 5-1, the Revelstoke Grizzlies at 4-1, Beaver Valley Nighthawks and Grand Forks Border Bruins both at 4-1-1. Week four actually began on Tuesday, Beaver Valley, Sikkimoose and Kamloops with W's. Heading into the weekend, special teams. Columbia Valley has the best power play at 22.6%. Now, when it comes to penalty kill, Beaver Valley, Beaver Valley, Beaver Valley. How about this for a stat? Seven games into the season, and the Nighthawks are +4 on the penalty kill. 6 goals, 4 while shorthanded, allowing only 2 goals against. That's impressive. They are tops at 94.4% officially. Mark's accounting has them at 111%. The top scorer is Jaden Rusnak from the Wranglers with 14 points. The Border Bruins' Levi Astle is second with 12. The Posse's Matthew Langdon is next with 11. Amongst goaltenders playing 120 or more minutes, Blake Sittler of the Posse 3-0 at 973, Connor Stogen from the Nighthawks at 971, and Landon Garbutt from the Castlegar Rebels has the third best save percentage at 952. Time now for the INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight. Boost your energy naturally with Canada's best tasting super greens by INE Plus Nutrition. Abundant in over 50 antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals, INE Plus Super Greens will improve your immune and digestive systems, increase your energy, and enhance your mental clarity. You'll feel better overall, almost like you can tackle any challenge. Shop now at www.inenutrition.com and use the code KIJHL10 to get 10% off your order.
Gonna circle back up to Sterling Ponick. Sterling Ponick trying to send that one in front. They're tipped and they score!
Sterling, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So Sterling, talk about what motivated you to return for your final season.
I think we have a really solid team, great group of guys too, so definitely wanted to come back, see out the end of my junior career, and hopefully try and compete for a championship.
Sterling, are you looking to play college hockey next season?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big goal of mine, so I guess we'll see how this season goes. Hopefully I'll have a couple decent options.
Talk about how you want to use this season to get better to make that jump. Like, what areas do you want to get better at?
Yeah, I definitely want to improve my, puck skills and my offensive playmaking. Pretty excited to work with Coach Torin White here. He's a great skills coach as well, so hopefully I'll make some big steps this year.
Touch on how the Posse program has helped you grow and develop.
Yeah, Posse run a great program here. Ever since my first year with Coach Reedman, really professional, lots of workouts, couple skates a day most days, so if you want to get better at hockey, come to Princeton.
I mean, talk about how do you feel that you've been playing so far early into the season?
I feel like I've had a pretty good start to the season here. Wouldn't say I'm in mid-season form yet, but yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way the team's been playing so far, and I feel like I've been playing pretty well.
Yeah, maybe touch on that. How do you feel as a group that you guys are playing so far early into the season and adjusting to a new coach?
Yeah, preseason was a bit of a rocky start for us, but we've been working real hard at practice the last couple weeks, so I think we've taken a lot of big strides so far.
Early into the season, what are you noticing about the caliber of play in the league with the new players that are coming in?
Yeah, I think compared to my first year, I've definitely noticed that the caliber of the league's gotten quite a bit better, especially with visors now. It seems like everything's a little bit quicker, and yeah, feels better for sure.
And then maybe a final question. What excites you about this season?
Yeah, like I said, we have a really strong group coming back, so just the chance to compete for another championship and play in front of the great fans here at the PDA.
That's Grady Sterling-Ponick, defenseman for the Princeton Posse. Grady, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks, Emmanuel.
The Player Spotlight is a presentation of INE Plus Nutrition. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, now available on YouTube. Still to come, the voice of the Thundercats, Eric Blow, and Wranglers head coach and general manager, Levi Stewart. But first, while Emmanuel was in Princeton talking with Grady Sterling Ponick, he ran into former NHL and Canadian national team coach Dave King, who was in town watching his grandson Cole play. Here's that interview in a very loud and energetic PDA.
Dave, your impressions of coming out here and watching a posse game here in Princeton?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, it's fast. Both teams play really fast. Their kids are so skilled now and such good conditioning that they play the game at an amazing pace. I'm really impressed. Like, it's good junior A hockey to watch.
How many games have you watched your grandson play?
This is the first game I've seen him play live, but I've watched him on the Flow Sport network, and I've seen all the games they've played so far. So they look like they've got a real good team here. And I'm impressed also with Kimberly. It's a good hockey team.
What do you think of the crowd out here today?
Oh, it's great. You know, like, walking around the town today, so many people were talking about the game, going to the game. And it's almost full, and great environment, lots of enthusiasm. It's a small town. This is not easy, but they do a really good job. And I talked to a couple of their directors today, and they're well organized, you know, but it is an expensive game.
Yeah.
And they need the community to be behind the team, and they are, and that's really great.
Yeah. How long are you here for?
I'm going to watch the game on Sunday, and then my wife and I are heading down south, because I winter in a warmer climate down in Phoenix.
Yeah, because where do you typically live? Are you still in Calgary?
My off-season home is in Waskasoo Lake, Saskatchewan, and that's in Prince Albert National Park. And we spent 5 months there and then 7 months down in Phoenix.
Okay. And what are your impressions of the way that your grandson has been playing?
Oh, he's a young player. You know, and I think that one of the most important things for a coach at this level is your 19 and 20-year-olds are pretty much going to be the guys that are really the goal scorers and the guys who make the play and the power play work. But you got to develop your young players, because you don't win the league championship in October, November. You win it in January, February, March. Mm-hmm. And so you got to develop that bottom part of your lineup too, because that's often the difference maker in the playoffs.
Does your grandson often ask you any tips, or do you offer any feedback of what he should do?
I give him a little bit of feedback, but you know, when my son Scott, he's a hockey player. He played in the Western Hockey League, played pro hockey. They never asked for any help. Cole's the same way. He never asked me for anything. I give him some comments, but he pretty much listens more to his dad than his grandfather.
I don't think we're going to be able to hear any of what you just said.
Okay.
So, yeah, again, so, do you ever give tips to your grandson, or does he ask you anything that'll help him?
Occasionally. He asks his dad more, because his dad coaches with the Moose Jaw Warriors in the Western Hockey League. So, but I do give him some feedback and try to be positive with him, because he's a young player, and they do make mistakes. That's how they learn.
Thank you very much for
doing
this.
You're very welcome. I'd be glad to do it.
Dave King coached 420 games in the NHL. Coached the Canadian junior men's team to gold in 1988, was behind the bench for 3 Olympic Games and 5 World Championships. He's in the Canadian Olympic Hall of Fame and is a member of the Order of Canada. It was a special visit to Princeton, as he was there when his grandson scored his first goal in junior hockey.
Here's a pass. Here's Timmins controlling the puck with a shot. That one sent wide. Now here's Thixon. Going to send that one back down. Timmins. To McRae. In front, there's King with a shot. He scores!
This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, available on Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and on the KIJHL.ca website.
Draw controlled by the Wranglers. Centered, blocked in front. Duquette with the wrist shot. Scores! Duquette with the wrist shot. It might have hit something in front, not sure. That was just inside the far post again.
I'm joined by Levi Stewart, head coach, general manager of the 100 Mile House Wranglers. Levi, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Levi, how do you feel that your team has been playing early into the season?
I'm good. We've been building kind of week by week, and we're happy with, you know, where we're at from where we've come from camp, and we're making strides and progressing. Obviously, never content and want to get to the top level possible. But, you know, we are happy with the strides we're making. The group is extremely tight-knit. The camaraderie is unbelievable. And, you know, the players have bought into our systems, what we want to do here. And that's the biggest thing for us. So it's just about continuing to progress going forward.
I'm glad that you brought up the systems. With the players, especially the returning players, how long have you found that it's taken them to learn and get used to the systems to be able to have success?
I mean, definitely wasn't something they were able to figure out overnight, but I think they were able to buy in quicker than actually we expected. And, you know, along with the new guys we've brought in, they've all figured out, you know, fairly quickly within a couple of weeks what we're expecting, and whether they're executing to the fullest of their ability or not is different. But they are, you know, they do understand and have bought in. And the guys that have figured it out the best are the guys that have stayed here and are going to continue to be our guys going forward.
And maybe just touch on, for those who don't know, talk about the systems in place, I guess, in the sense of how you want the team to play that you believe will bring success and obviously get into the playoffs and compete for the Tech Cup Championship.
Yeah, we want to be known as a team that's hard to play against and makes every night a tough one, no matter who we're playing or what night it is. We want to be known as a team that never gives up. And I think, you know, the teams we've played so far would atone to that. And it's all about kind of doing things the right way and about being you know, hard, not only away from the puck, but, you know, with the puck, making hard decisions and making hard plays. And we expect to be a team that come playoff time has a lot of depth and is able to grind a team down over a 7-game series.
What has the early stages of being a junior A coach been like for you?
Yeah, it's been really good. Obviously, being able to take, you know, different things from all of my different experiences before this and kind of add them into what we're doing this year, and it's been a really, you know, nice success easy transition so far, just with the community and support of the town and the board, and everybody's been able to help me, and obviously having my assistant coach and assistant GM Russell Sanderson here with me has been a big help as well. So we've been able to do that along with Lee Hansen and Rainer Meyer as our, you know, kind of bench staff, and we're really putting something good together here. And I think all the boys are bought into not only me, but, you know, us as a staff, and for me that's a huge thing. And I'm definitely happy with how it's went so far.
And likely a final question, are there any areas that you're giving particular focus to?
Yeah, special teams is a big one for us. Obviously, with our games having seem to have a lot more penalties called than others, and we haven't been playing a ton of 5-on-5 hockey, and, you know, power plays and penalty kill are things that can make or break a game and be the difference between winning and losing. So it's something we continue to work at here week after week.
That's Levi Stewart, head coach and general manager of the 100 Mile House Wranglers. Levi, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, Emmanuel.
Oh, and it turned over. Gross, looking in the slot with the shot. He scored his second of the game. 25 seconds into the third period, Berkeley Gross pulls that puck out from under some feet, and he rips it past Shaw. Creston restoring their 3-goal lead, making it 4-1.
On Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, I'm talking with the voice of the Creston Valley Thundercats, Eric Blow. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Let's talk about the Creston Valley Thundercats. Not the start the Thundercats would have preferred, but there have been some bright spots. I want to point straight to that Revelstoke game, a 2-1 victory over a very good Revelstoke side. Your thoughts on that particular game?
Well, I mean, like you said, the results might not be there right now, but the positives that we've seen throughout this entire season so far really just all came together in that Revelstoke game. The Grizzlies have been a top team in this league for quite a time, and the Cats were able to stick with them throughout the whole thing. And it's really due to, in part, to what the coaching staff has put forward and how the players are buying in.
How special is it to have a goaltender like Brendan Smith able to acquire him, that experience that he brings to the team?
Yeah, Brendan played a fantastic game against Revelstoke, 33 saves on 34 shots, and some of them were 10-bell saves, really keeping the Cats in control of that game. It's been good to see him in the locker room and on the ice. He's been doing well with Jacob Burnside, who's also a 20-year-old goalie. You know, that in itself brings a lot of stability in the crease, and I think it's something that the players can look back on and know that they've got security in net regardless of who's there.
You know, Eric, you've been doing this for a while. Like, what year is this for you?
I think it's about year number six or seven. I've gone through a lot of teams up and down, but I feel good about this one.
The first thing you really have to think about with the Crescent Valley Thundercats is no Chakrabartys this season. That's a lot of scoring. Could you talk about what this team, what this team's goals are this season?
Well, a big goal this season was to get bigger and faster. And I think you look at the roster up and down, they've absolutely done that. And yes, I mean, the Chakrabartys were players in a tier, you know, close to all their own. They're fantastic players and great people as well. A lot of the offense went through Max, went through Luke. Now what you're seeing is more of a scoring by committee. You don't have that top heavy point totals on the top of the roster. It's more even throughout. And, you know, I think up and down the lineup, you're going to see Jordy run four lines and be happy with what he's got out there each and every time.
Talk about some of the players for you that are early standouts and who you expect to see really up their game throughout the course of the season.
Well, if you look on D, we've got a lot of returning and a lot of experienced players on D. One of those players that got an A this year, well, two of those defensemen got an A this year, Jace Letosky and Sidney Brill. They've been able to stabilize a lot on the ice. It's a young team, and not just young in terms of KI experience, but in, if you look at new faces on the team as well, a lot of players new to the system and new to the town. Jace and Sidney were both here last year, and so they were really able to just solidify things. Up front, I mean, look no further than Berkeley Gross. He's an 06 coming in, leading the team in points, 3 goals, 2 assists in 7 games played. He's fitting in really well with whoever he plays, whether it's Dryden Harding or Liam Monroe in the middle, Sanjay Chalupiak in the middle as well. It just meshes no matter what's happening out there, and he's really been a positive point for the team.
You know, there's no easy divisions in the KIJHL, but the Eddy Mountain is a tough division. Talk about the division as a whole and what you see from that division this season.
Well, to start off, and yeah, you have Columbia Valley and Kimberly, who looks like they're picking up where they left off last year, running away with a couple of early wins. The Golden Rockets, third place, aren't far behind. You know, the Cats, some ups and downs, but looking to make this a tough race. Fernie's only played 3 games, and they've got 3 points. So even though they're down there in the standings, you'd expect them, once they catch up, to be right in the thick of things. Never an easy weekend in the Eddy Mountain.
Well, speaking of not an easy weekend, 3 games, extended weekend. You got Fernie tonight. You'll be doing the call on that one. Then Golden on Saturday. And then on Tuesday, the Cats are in Kimberly. Talk about tonight's game with Fernie. What do the Cats have to do to be successful?
They've got to stick to the game plan for the whole 60 minutes. A lot of these games, they've been with the teams for most of it. You know, even the scores that are 6-2, 7-2, they've played right with them. It's just a couple of lapses, a couple of moments that have led to multiple goals against. When they're on top of their game, they can beat anybody. And it's a rivalry-heavy extended weekend for the Cats. And there could be a lot of movement in the division when it's all said and done.
Eric Blow is the play-by-play voice of the Crescent Valley Thundercats. Thank you very much for doing this, Eric.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. Our thanks this week to the KIJHL broadcasters, in particular, Kale Tesaro, Dawson McFarland, and Eric Blow. KIJHL Director of Communications, Emmanuel Sequeira, Wranglers Head Coach and GM, Levi Stewart, and Posse Defenseman, Grady Sterling-Ponick. I noticed there's another episode of Chase Heat Waves out on Spotify. Steve's guest this week are Carter Welke and Malcolm Anderson. A big thank you to the good folks at INE Plus Nutrition. Don't forget to use the code KIJHL10 to get a discount. And finally, a stick tap to Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. We're back in 7 days.